Reflecting on your talk earlier about letting go, I'm currently at a point in my life with many important decisions to make. When trying to watch my breath, a voice in my mind keeps saying, "That's too important to let go," as if I'm neglecting the responsibility. Wondering if you can speak about maintaining a practice during retreat and also in so-called, quote-unquote, normal life under these circumstances. Well, actually, so much of the... if one has a really important decision, one of the most important things is to be able to settle the mind before making that decision, rather than if the mind is always just chewing it over all the time. It's just, that's actually a really good way of reflecting on it, because it's like one chews and chews and chews on this particular difficulty, and looks pretty awful, actually. It's like a bit of chewed up food it's really unappealing. And we do that with our decisions that we make, and it just starts to have this not very distinct qualities to it. So it's important to be able to come at it with a clear mind. If it's an important decision, then the watching of the breath and a letting go of the compulsion and fear and worry and desire around it is a way of actually clarifying the particular circumstance. And because we tend not to make it more clear, the more we think about something doesn't necessarily make it more clear. The circumstance is pretty much the same, the decision is pretty much the same, it's just that we've thought ourselves into usually a state of frenzy or confusion oftentimes. And then it's difficult to make a clear decision. So that actually setting things down, when I say letting go, it doesn't mean abdicating any kind of responsibility and wisdom. It's learning how to shed the compulsions and the obsessions that oftentimes, especially when something's important or so-called important, those kind of obsessions and worries and concerns and attachments to how one wants or doesn't want something to be will tend to impinge on the decision-making process. So learning how to put things down, let go, to the degree that one can then approach it with some clarity and stillness is much more fruitful.